So as a busy mom, you know that getting your kids involved in chores and around the house is important, but it feels super daunting when you're just so busy. But today I'm going to give you some tangible steps on how you can start implementing that routine with your kids. For our month in the Moms Get Shit Done Club, and I really feel like having some crossover there is helpful because it's something that a lot of moms ask me about, but also, you know, it can feel really daunting. If it's something you haven't done with your kids and you feel like it's, you know, important or you really kind of need to do it, I'm going to give you some tips on that, but I understand that feeling. I think as busy moms, we kind of have a couple of mindsets around things. Let me know if this relates with you. Sometimes it's easier to do it ourselves because we're quicker at it and we only have a few minutes. So there's that. I completely agree with that and understand and actually find myself in that situation quite often. But then what happens, which I'm sure you've experienced as well, is that we end up being the fallback, the one who does it all and has to ask for all of the help or delegate all the things. So there's a couple of thoughts around that I have. One, sometimes it's our skill that we have that really helps to help our family get going and run. And that's okay. Maybe we are the person in the house that just has that skill innately, and it's okay to have that. It really does show love to our family when we are able to, organize things, plan out our day, figure that stuff out. So there's that, but that's not to say that skill shouldn't be developed in our kids and anyone else in our house, but specifically our kids. Our job as parents is to teach and train our kids to become independent in the future. And the way we do that is by teaching them skills to, you know, thrive. What is important to you as a parent, or, you know, I'm speaking for myself here, to me as a parent, that my kids are able to do so that they can be independent when they grow up. We've all been with people or seen, you know, people in our lives who maybe don't have these skills developed super well. And it's challenging because then the person who's with them, you know, it's you kind of got to take over a little bit more. And I just don't want that for my kids. But on the flip side of that, you know, we have to learn things like in life to do that we don't want to. And we have to learn to get along with people and do things in life. And we see this a lot in school where you have to do maybe group projects or you have to partake in stuff that's not something you enjoy. It's just life, right? I don't love doing the dishes, but they gotta get done. And teaching kids that thought process or that strategy is something that's important. I mean, it's just life, right? And I'm not saying that that's like a hard lesson everyone has to learn right away, but it's one of these themes within our life that we kind of talk to our kids about and really understand that this is just how life is sometimes. You know, there's gonna be a lot of things we love to do and we get to do the fun things, but there is stuff that's just obligation and that we have to do. And there are ways to make this feel a little bit better. And I'm going to teach my kids that too. But some of this stuff just has to get done. AKA, we got to get this shit done in our family. So how I do that with my kids is that we talk about chores and that we are in a family. So we first have a conversation, because I think one of the biggest reasons that us busy moms have a hard time getting this going in our family is that it just seems so impossible to try to like start if you've never done it. Like, how do you even get your kids in the mindset of doing the chore if you've never done it? And maybe we think back to our old school way of maybe we've done with our parents, and it's like, do this or you don't do whatever, or a bribe, right? There's all kinds of different ways to look at it. But I think what's worked for us in the past, and it's kind of just like what we've settled on, is a combination of understanding and having the conversation around why we are doing this. And two, setting an expectation of this is what we do in a family. Everybody has roles, everybody has responsibilities. And then let's make this thing that we don't love a little more fun. And also let's use your skills that you have and your abilities to choose those chores that you're, you know, more naturally good at. So we'll talk about that a little bit here. So the conversation around chores in our family go like this. We all are part of this family. And this is coming from both of us, not just one person. Also, I feel like that's important if possible. We're all part of this family. We all, you know, we all have fun. We all make the mess. We all make supper. We all have the dirty laundry, all the things. As family members, we all have to participate in keeping our house and family moving forward. And that looks like us all pitching in at times. And you know what? It's not always fun. I really don't love doing the dishes. Daddy doesn't love doing, you know, the laundry, but it's part of what we need to do to make our house move forward. So we're all going to participate in ways that we're able to. So for us, that might look like a list, because for our kids, finding seeing a list is a little bit easier. List is manageable. It's stuff that they can do already. So we might give them a little list and say, these are the things that we would like you to do. And at the end of it, what would you like to do after this? You know, did you want to play extra time on your Switch? Did you want to go out and play basketball game with mommy? Do you want to, you know, whatever the incentive is, you know, your kids, they'll tell you what the incentive is. Sometimes it's a V-Bucks at my house. Whatever that is the incentive. So we can have that conversation with the kids about these are the things that need to get done. And this is a side note that I'm thinking of as I'm talking. For us, chores are above and beyond the regular things. But if you're baby stepping this in, maybe you start with the regular things. But like, the kids have an expectation of, like, you know, cleaning up, hanging their coats, jackets, putting that away. We all clean the toy room. We all do tidies, those sorts of things, their homework, putting their laundry away and doing dishes. Like, those things are what we expect anyway, but we've worked up to that. But chores would be like on a weekend when there's a lot of other stuff that needs to get done that's manageable. So things that my kids have done for chores at their age, because it has to be something that they are capable of doing, because if the list looks huge or it's something that's like a giant room that needs to be cleaned and they don't even know where to start, that's going to cause overwhelm in the kids, which we know how that works for us, right? So we have to do things that are like manageable. So if there's a big room you want everyone to clean, you might say to one kid, I want you to just pick up the stuffies. Your job is stuffies, and then come back to me and I'll tell you what the next job is, because they can then just go pick out the stuffies in that crazy, busy, messy room. Whereas if you're like, I want you to clean that whole room, then you're probably going to get some pushback and fight around that. So manageable expectations for the kids. You know, example for my little kids, like Ada is 5. She just puts the forks and spoons and some of the butter knives away in the drawer. She sorts them. Or she might get a basket of socks and match socks together, and then I'll fold them because she can't even really do the folding part yet. Or, you know, she can do what I said before, but like just picking out the stuffies and putting those away. And then I would say, like, just pick up the garbage that you see and put it in the garbage can. Those little step-by-step things. So when it's manageable, you can help your kids along with that. And at the beginning, you guys, when you're practicing this, because the first few weeks of doing this new routine with your kids, it's just going to be practice.
It's not about how good they do it. It's not about how long it takes. It's about teaching them the step by step and then praising them along the way so they feel good about it. And then they get the thing that they're working for. Just like us, we do the same thing with our chores. We might give ourselves, you know, something, a little treat after we do a job we don't want to do. It's kind of just how it works, right? But allowing that to be something that they feel good about, and then they can, you know, feel that pride in doing it. And we're working on that intrinsic motivation with them too. It's building that in. So they have to have manageable chunks, and then having that thing that they're working for at the end is going to be really important. But again, I think when we come back to the idea of, like, as a busy mom, we end up just doing it for them. It's really important that we don't just go behind them and clean it up, or they don't see us, at least, or we don't do it for them. Because the whole point of practicing, if that's your only goal in the first few weeks of doing this, you know, routine with them, this new chore checklist, whatever you want to call it, that is going to be suffice to teach them how to do the thing. Then you can have more expectations of, like, nope, that wasn't done very well. You need to go back and put these stuffies in the right spot, or whatever it is. You teach them along the way, but don't, like, do it for them or go behind them, because then they just kind of feel like, well, what's the point? Mom's going to do it anyway. So there's a few tips and tricks, but I think, you know what, if you get a lot of pushback, we just have to bring it back to the conversation around what everybody's roles are and what the expectation is in a calm voice. We're also going to talk about, like, where, you know, things go so that they don't feel overwhelmed, making sure that the expectation is manageable, have the incentive, but then also really be there alongside them as they're doing it. Don't multitask maybe for the first little while, and just really teach them and praise them and show them and be like, I'm proud of you. Look what you did. And then they can be done, and it doesn't have to be long. Start with baby steps, because this will go a long way. And before you know it, your kids will have a little bit of a chore system going on that you can rely on. Like, my kids clean the bathrooms every week, and they vacuum the stairs and, you know, those sorts of things. That's taken a long time. And it takes a lot of me alongside them at times doing it too. But I know that in the future, this will serve them, because they will be able to do some of these things as they grow up. And I think at the end of the day, that's our job as parents. And this is a great way to kind of kill two birds with one stone by teaching them what they need to learn, but also getting a little bit of shit done around the house. Let's be honest. I got four kids. I got a lot of kids. They could all help out too. Anyway, I hope you have a lovely week and this is helpful for you. I just want to say that if you want more of a, like, actual step-by-step, an implementation guide around this, and, like, me one-on-one supporting you with your unique situation around this, or any other theme, I want you to feel free to check out information on the Moms Get Shit Done Club. We are a monthly membership where I have a theme for moms on how to get shit done, but I actually work one-on-one within the club and support you to do that. So go take a look. We have our lowest offer right now for not very long, but it may be the perfect time to check it out for a month or so. Cancel anytime if you want, but I think you're going to love it, and the community in there is great. Anyway, you can find that in the show notes, and I hope you have a lovely week.
Well, that's it for me today. I'm likely needed for some mom duties right about now. Thanks so much for joining me for a chat, and let's do it again soon. And be sure to follow me on Instagram at Brianne_McKenzie123 for more tips and tricks on how to get shit done.